Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on the issue of homeowner insurance coverage for claims brought against a homeowner relating to firearms. This informational segment is part two in a series of two segments concerning the Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy. The first informational segment relates to insurance coverage for the homeowner for firearms and related equipment. Before I begin discussing the subject matter of this segment, I would like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 27 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. This segment will focus on the Homeowner 3 insurance policy, as it is the most popular homeowner policy. The Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy provides insurance coverage for the homeowner, commonly known as the insured, under two separate sections of the insurance policy. The second section of the homeowner insurance policy generally provides liability coverage for the homeowner in the event that a claim or litigation is brought against the homeowner or insured. This segment will briefly focus on Section 2 or Section Roman numeral 2 of the homeowner insurance policy as it relates to firearms. In summary, this portion of the insurance policy provides coverage for the homeowner, known as the insured, against claims that have been brought by someone outside the household for personal injury or damage caused by the homeowner or insured. Generally, this section of the policy will provide up to the limit of liability under the homeowner insurance policy for the damage for which the insured is legally liable for, and will also provide coverage for an attorney. The issue of whether there is coverage for an insured homeowner depends upon a number of issues, including specific facts of the event which gave rise to the claim or litigation. If you are faced with a situation in which an individual has been injured through the use of a firearm by an insured, one of the first steps you should take is to report the claim to the insurance company so that the insurance company may make an immediate decision as to whether or not it will provide coverage under the homeowner insurance policy. In many cases, insurance coverage under the homeowner insurance policy will depend upon whether the insured injured the other party intentionally or unintentionally. Another fact that will need to be considered is whether the firearm was purchased legally and was being used in a legal manner, such as practice, for sport, or for home or personal defense. Although our office of Feener & Worley does not generally handle liability matters, we can provide assistance where a homeowner is seeking to enforce insurance policy provisions pursuant to a policy that the homeowner has purchased. If you, as a homeowner, legally purchased a firearm for practice, sport, or for personal defense, consideration should be given to the various policies that are available through a number of national organizations specifically addressing firearm ownership and usage. Many of these supplemental policies provide coverage not only for defense against civil lawsuits, but also provide defense for and against criminal charges. If you are involved in an incident involving a firearm where another individual has been injured or killed, you should expect that criminal charges will be brought, even if you were legally justified in the use of your firearm. You can also expect that legal defense costs can, in many cases, reach or exceed $100,000. This segment will not list the various companies that provide insurance and supplemental coverage for the owners of firearms. Such information can be readily obtained by searching the term firearm insurance policy. Hopefully, this segment has given you sufficient information and direction in order to further educate yourself on the issue of firearm coverage and whether to seek additional coverage above and beyond the Homeowner 3 insurance policy. Please feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley to discuss your specific situation should the need arise concerning the application of coverage in connection with firearm usage. We offer brief free telephone consultations concerning homeowner insurance claims. We also offer flexible fee arrangements, including contingent fee, hourly fee, and a combination of both reduced contingent with a reduced hourly fee on all civil matters. Under Massachusetts law governing attorneys, contingent fee agreements cannot be used in criminal defense matters. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered to be legal advice. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.